Isn't it awesome?
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, Becky, you ready to hear how I pranked my buddy?
Oh, yeah. What'd you do to your friend?
What I like to do with my friends is I like to text them as somebody that has a similar name to a celebrity and just send like a wrong text just so they think I'm cooler than I am, okay?
Okay.
So what I did was I text my buddy Ryan. And this man I've known since I was 15 years old, and we've had adventures all over the world. So here's the text that I sent. And his responses got better as we go, okay? You ready?
Oh, Lord, what'd he do?
I wrote, "Hey, Ryan, thanks for the interview this weekend. We're so excited about the new movie. As for the dinner invite, we're in. Looking forward to hanging out with you and the family next week, okay?" And he just writes back. He goes, "Wrong Rye guy." And I would just write, "Oh, shoot, sorry, dude. That was for Ryan Reynolds, okay?" And now this is where his responses start. His next response is, "Oh, people always say we look alike. So totally buying that I might be friends with Ryan Reynolds." And not only that, is that I would visually confuse the two.
And like, if you've got a picture on the phone, as you know, you just mistake him instead anyway.
Right, yes, exactly. So I wait a second, because I'm like, he's got to have more responses than that. And then he does. And this is where it gets fun. He goes, "Tell our new friend Ryan I say hi. And by the way, I will not be replaced." And I said, not even by him, by Ryan Reynolds? And he goes, "By no one. I'm the effing guy." Which is amazing. The confidence in his ability to be a better friend than even one of the most beloved men in the world. And he goes, and then so I just let it sit and see if he keeps responding. And it just gets better. He goes, "But he can be part of our friendship circle. And you can call him Ryan or Rye Guy or Rye Bread. But you better change his number in your phone to Blake's husband, because he obviously won't have the same name as him." He's like, "No, I'm the Ryan in your phone.
I'm the one and only. Nobody else is about to be labeled Ryan in your phone."
Exactly. It's not done yet, by the way. I write like happy crying faces, and then I put changed, like I changed his name in my phone. And then he goes, "And when I make my stand-up video," like he's going to do stand-up comedy, which I had no idea he was even planning on doing, he goes, you just have to show it to him, and maybe I could be his ghostwriter." So now he's trying to manipulate a job from Ryan Reynolds.
A for effort.
And that he feels like he could write jokes for one of the funniest men alive.
A for effort.
He thinks that I mistook him for Ryan Reynolds. But I just love the audacity he has to not only say, "Well, I won't be replaced even by that guy," and two, "Hey, ask him for a job for me."
he can't replace me, but maybe I can, you know, help him out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe I can help him out. No, anyways, that's how I break my buddy today.
Oh, it's always fun hanging out with you, Scotty.
Unless you're a close friend of mine. What up? We got to play a little Get All Three. Let's find out if we can get all three trivia questions knocked out. This is where I give you all three, and if they don't, who's on the phone? Jillian from Woodridge. If she doesn't get all three, then you're going to get the same questions. Not one, not two. Got to get all three. So pay close attention. Jillian, are you ready to jump in and take on all three questions?
Yes.
Question one. A phlebotomist extracts what from the human body?
Blood.
Question two. Jen texted in at 44995. She's a Spanish teacher for 7th and 8th grade. She wants to know how many letters are in the Spanish alphabet.
27.
All right. Hold on right there. I'm going to get you question three. Two songs away and tell you to get those Cody Johnson tickets. It's all on the way here on US 99, Chicago's country station.
Can you get all three?
All right, let's get back in. Before we get to these Cody Johnson tickets coming up here at 4:30, let's find out if Jillian from Woodridge can get all three. So she answered questions one and two just a couple minutes ago. But you know how the game works. You got to get all three. That's why I called it that. Pretty simple. Jillian, you ready to jump in and take on all three questions? Actually, take on just question three now?
Yes.
Question three. According to college students, this is the number one back-to-school must-have for the dorm room. What is it?
New bedding.
All right. Jillian and Woodridge, you got two correct, Jillian. You got two. That's so close. So close. All right, hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Sounds good.
So two is not three, because that's how numbers work, so I need someone that can get all three. Is that you? I think it's you. 312-946-4995. Caller 19, you get to take on all three questions so you can get us out of this loop that is becoming longer and longer and longer. 312-946-4995. This video has been going viral. This song has been going viral, but it's not new, and it's not what you think it is. I'm going to let you hear it first, and you're going to go, "I need to know more."
Taste the biscuit. Taste the biscuit.
goodness of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
Taste the biscuit. Have you heard the Taste the Biscuit song yet? So there's a video going viral that I've posted for you. I'll tell you where to get it in just a second. But it is an older couple that is in a thrift store. The gentleman is sitting down playing piano. And the wife, I assume, is standing with her microphone, full-blown setup in the middle of a thrift store, singing the Taste the Biscuit song. Now, I dove in. I went down a little rabbit hole with this to figure out what the heck was going on. And I found out. And I found out where they're from, who they are, what the song is about, and why it happened. And I posted it for you. You need to know about the new internet earworm, Taste the Biscuit. So I'm going to send it right to your phone. Text the word TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, TASTE, to 44995. I'll send it right to your phone. Text TASTE to 44995. All right, so I met a woman this weekend who had all of her Halloween candy ready to go weeks ago. Weeks ago. That's the most prepared human I've ever met in my life. I'm not that person. I will probably go the day before Halloween. Go to Walgreens, whatever's left. That's what you're getting, kid. Sorry. But I want to find the person that is the most prepared for something that is the farthest away. 312-946-4995. Let's start with Sarah in Munderline. What are you prepared for?
So I bought our Halloween candy for our trick-or-treaters about a month and a half ago from Costco.
Okay.
And I thought I was pretty well prepared, but my husband has gotten into it and has eaten most of the candy.
Oh, I like him. That's my kind of guy. Yeah, you thought you were prepared for Halloween. What you were is just prepared for your husband's munchies.
Yeah, for his late-night snack.
Right, gotcha.
That's awesome. For sure.
Dave from Melrose Park, what are you prepared for?
Proposing to my girlfriend.
Oh, and when are you doing that?
That's going to be in April of next year.
That's awesome. Congrats. So is she listening? Are we blowing it?
At the moment, probably not.
Okay. I don't want to blow. Okay. So good luck. And thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
All right. Michelle and Zion, you're prepared for what? That's really far away.
My funeral.
I'm sorry. What?
My funeral.
Okay. How are you? Like, how prepared are you?
Like, I've already, like, picked out what my ceremony is going to look like, what I want done during the funeral, like, already talked to the funeral home and working on payments so that my family won't have to pay it when it comes time.
That's very prepared of you. And I was going to say, how far out is this event, but I'm hoping you don't know, right?
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, I'm not even 40 yet.
Okay. Well, all right. You hold on right there. That is very prepared. So you hold on. I'm going to get you some tickets to see Cody Johnson coming to the Now Arena. It's going to be a good time. I'll have those tickets for you every day here at 4:30. I'm going to start planning for my life here on US 99. It's Scotty. Thanks for hanging out. Yeah,
this time.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story. And Becky and Elgin, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story, okay?
Okay.
All right, Becky, the good news of the story is that Australia is moving forward. We are getting our food faster and faster, and they have drone food deliveries that are floating around and doing a good job. And there was one really popular one, actually, this weekend. What's the bad news of that story?
Bad news is that they brought some really bad food to somebody because they got the wrong order.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say they dropped the food on somebody, period. It's just floating around, just bam, hit by chicken parmesan.
Hit in the head with a pizza, you know, that could happen.
Yeah, pizza in the head. Well, the food didn't make it to the person. So you're right on that front. The bad news is it's because the drone landed on a power line and knocked out the power for like a whole town for about 45 minutes because somebody needed their chicken nuggets.
Oh my, problem.
Knocking out my internet because somebody needed their McFlurry.
Right, exactly.
Here's Miss Loretta Lynn. How about making a run, huh?
You thought that I'd be waiting up when you came home last night.
Loretta Lynn so special, passed away at the age of 90 today. We have all of the information. We also have a Loretta Lynn station if you want to celebrate. And I say celebrate because when these kind of things happen, you want to kind of be sad and you want to mourn, but you also want to celebrate the person, her career, but also the barriers that she broke. She's such an important person, not only to country music, but in the world in itself as a whole. She was somebody that broke all kinds of barriers. She was a trailblazing songwriter. She wrote about these like socially and culturally relevant topics that people weren't talking about, people weren't writing about, especially women. And when it came to being a mom and a songwriter and a singer, like, she really broke those barriers of that you can be more than one thing, right? You can be a mom and still have this amazing country career. And just if you don't know a lot about her, the Coal Miner's Daughter is, you know, one of her big first songs, but also there's a documentary about her life that you should definitely watch. And now there are a lot of our famous music stars that they wouldn't be the same people we know them as they are today, like the Rebas of the world or the Dollies of the world or Leanne Rimes. I know Maren Morris, Miranda Lambert, who just got a tweet from Loretta Lynn a couple months ago when she won Entertainer of the Year, because Loretta Lynn was the first ever female Entertainer of the Year in the 70s. And if the movement that she started back in the 70s doesn't happen, you know, it takes a long time to change a culture, right? A very long time. And we're still fighting. We're not there yet. But it needed to start all that time ago back with Loretta Lynn, and it did. And now, like I said, we have a long way to go, but we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't have the Kacey Musgraves as we know them today. So if you want to see, I put a bunch of the posts from some of the artists that she impacted and those personal stories that you won't find just randomly on the internet until, unfortunately, really somebody passes away and people will post their memories. But I put a bunch of those on our Instagram, too, US99 Chicago. You can find them there. And also, of course, like I said, we have a whole Odyssey app station dedicated to Loretta Lynn as well. So if you open up the Odyssey app, you can go ahead and celebrate her life with her music there too. Or you can hang out here and I can give you Cody Johnson tickets at about 4:30. Or do both on US 99.
Acting weird.
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, I told you a little kid injury this weekend. My wife got a little scratchy scratch while we're playing all in the football in the backyard. A little blood, no big deal. A little blood, no big deal. But if you got injured by a kid, 312-946-4995. I'm going to get you those Cody Johnson tickets in a second, too. Go ahead, Mike.
So when my son was about 4 years old, we were playing, I decided to scare him. We were playing peekaboo, and I jumped out, and he had a little flashlight in his hand, and he actually smacked me right in the mouth and chipped my tooth.
Oh, he chipped your tooth with the flashlight?
Yeah, he had it in his hand, and I stared at him. I couldn't even be mad at him because it was my fault. But
right.
Yeah.
But but there's that moment where you want, like, you're in a fight. In your head, you just got in a street fight somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't know what to do right now.
Instant anger, but then instant calm afterwards, right? And you're just like,
absolutely.
I'm going to walk away for a second. Yeah, I got it. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
All right, Demi, you had an injury from a kid.
Fellow moms might relate, but being bitten while breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I can't directly relate, but I get what you're saying. So, was this like an extra bad one?
No.
Gotcha. So it's just the consistency of it. You're like, okay, I'm running a little raw here, guys.
Yeah, you're not used to it, and you get a little bit of teeth.
Right. That's funny. All right, Nestor from Southside. How did a kid injure you, Nestor?
So I was working at Lou Malnati's. I was serving at the time.
Awesome.
And I'm carrying these two big pizzas straight out of the oven with my left hand. On my right hand, I have this tray stand. So it's not so much the kid's fault, but it's just bad parents. Seeing these kids were running around the dining room floor. And he happened to run right in front of me as I was trying to get these pizzas out. So I almost dropped them right on his child's head. So what I did was I put my hand up and I burned the top side of my hand. So I have a nasty second degree burn on the top of my right hand.
And you didn't drop the pizza, right?
And I didn't drop the pizza.
So you're like a double superhero because, one, you saved that kid's life. Two, you saved the pizza.
True, but I wanted to, you know, Justin's such a punted guy, but
I get it. Yeah, you got it. There's that moment where you are in Fight Club for a second and you have to go, oh, wait, it's just a kid.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right. Christine in Lockport. Let's do it. Let's give some good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of the story. You just try and guess the bad.
All right.
All right. So the good news of the story is that there is a bench that is actually paying tribute to someone who passed away. And it's like a really good memorial to this person in this Canadian town. What's the bad news of this story yet?
The person didn't actually pass away?
That is up for debate, but it's possible. Let me read you what the the tribute actually says, okay?
All right.
It says, Kathy in the Forest, your smile said it all. Born September 7th, 1954. Died December 6th, 2022.
Oh.
Which would be in 2 months from now. So,
foreshadowing the future.
Right. Either somebody is planning a murder, or it is a typo, which I'm hoping it is a typo and the year was wrong.
I'm going
to
go with it's a typo, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. Cool again. That's what I was saying. Like, everybody, guys, let's just be cool. My neighbors are fighting.
Isn't it awesome?
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Elena, you want to hear what happened?
Yeah.
I was being a nosy neighbor, to be honest. And I was kind of looking outside. I saw my neighbors were like having this heated argument. I was like, what is happening? And I ended up talking to one of them later. Turns out that the woman across the street had asked my neighbor directly next door to me to grab a package for her because they were having something delivered on their patio, and they were afraid that like it would get stolen or whatever. And the neighbor forgot to do that. They forgot to grab it, and it did get stolen.
Oh my goodness.
Right. So the neighbor, the one who had the package stolen, was like, well, you pay me for what it's worth. And he's like, I'm not paying you. Like, it's not my fault it got stolen. Like, yeah, I'm sorry I forgot to bring your package in, but it's not my responsibility. And so they were going back and forth because she wanted him to pay for the package that he didn't bring in.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Do you think that he should pay for it?
I do not. No, I feel like it's the person who had the package delivered is their responsibility. Like, I understand the guy forgot, but if she wanted it to be picked up, she should have been home when it was being delivered.
Yeah, and it wasn't, I was like, well, can't they just get a refund? Because I guess it wasn't like an Amazon where they refund stuff really easily. It was something
exactly.
Else that you know, wasn't going to get refunded, I guess, as easily. So I kind of feel like they have a point. Like, you promised to do something and then you broke that promise, and that should have consequences, right? But you don't think that they should have to pay for it, huh?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see where we land with this. 312-946-4995. Should the neighbor that did not bring the package have to pay for that package that got stolen? 312-946-4995.
Isn't it awesome?
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I don't know if it's super fun or super awesome, but it is a problem that I told you I was being a nosy neighbor. My neighbor across the street asked my neighbor next door, hey, I got a package coming today, pretty important package. Can you grab it so it doesn't get stolen off the porch? The neighbor forgot. The package did get stolen. And now they're like, hey, well, you should pay me for that package. And so you heard these stories, 312-946-4995. Kayla in Mount Prospect, you feel what's going on here?
Yeah,
my neighbor thought that he should have to pay for the packages left. And now I don't know if that's the solution, but there, I do feel like you break a promise like that. Like, someone asks you to do something, you say you're going to do for something for somebody, and then you don't. I feel like there should be a consequence. What do you think?
Well, you know, maybe you can make up in other ways, but I don't think the neighbor should have to pay for the package because, like the other caller said, that you order the package, and if you don't follow through, that's kind of on you, not on the other person.
Yeah, but I guess my argument to that is they thought they were following through. Like, they had a plan, right? They asked somebody to help.
Yeah.
Right? So they were kind of doing that. They weren't doing it necessarily themselves.
But you forget that people are human, and they forget things all the time. You know, you don't know what else is going on in that person's life or day-to-day routine or whatever.
Right.
But I think as a way to make up, they could do something nice, but they shouldn't be financially responsible. Whatever
they should
was
have
delivered.
To do something nice that's equal to the price of the package.
You can take him out to dinner, right?
What up, y'all? It's Jake Owen.
Anthony, all right, what do you think, man?
I may or may not have experience in this type of business. I can't exactly say where or specific.
Okay.
But you would be surprised at how many people put in false claims. So if this person thought that this package was going to get stolen, you don't know if maybe they had, you know, bad intentions and said, hey, my neighbor's not home. He said he'd pick it up. Why don't you go and grab that package? Then next thing you know, the neighbor owes him something, and potentially so does the shipping company. So,
big old scam going on here?
I would like to assume the good in people, right. But I've heard so much of the opposite. It is ridiculous. They're all in cahoots, man.
you've been watching too much TV. I like it.